This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Coming to you from Tantalk Radio Network in glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and for readers to enjoy a good book. This segment is brought to you by Larson & Larson for all your questions about protecting your intellectual property. They are my lawyers. Make them yours. For a no-cost consultation, call 727-546-0660. Well, I am so thrilled today. I have in the studio two wonderful women, both of them very interested in children. First, I want to introduce Sue Kochman. I have to mention that I am a baseball nut, and her son is Casey Kochman. And I just, well, I've been a Tigers fan forever, and I know that he's not with the Tigers, but I love him anyway, and I'm so happy to welcome you, Sue.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful, and we're going to talk about your children's book in a minute. Well, a number of your books, and then also with me is Mrs. Sparkles, and her name, we just call her Sparkles because she is always very sparkly. Now, she is a songwriter and performer, and she does a lot of CDs, and again, all for children. Hi, Sparkles.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Sparklerific. My name is Mrs. Sparkles, and we're going to have some fun.
Well, that's the wonderful thing about Sparkles. Wherever you go with her, she will burst into song in a moment. So it's fun. So it is, you know, let's start with you, Sue. I know that, of course, you were a school principal for many years. You were in the education business for 30 years, although you don't look old enough because I was looking into it, I was thinking, how can he be, she can be the mother of, you know, somebody so old, because your son is going to have a birthday pretty soon.
Yes, he is, but I started out really young.
Yeah, you must. Yes, you were a real child bride there.
I was.
A baby. Just So, you know, of course, being a teacher for so many years, you were always interested in doing something for children, and writing was always sort of in the back of your mind, I understand.
Yes, absolutely. I loved the looks on their faces when I would read stories to them, and it never left me.
Well, I can see it. Yeah, you just have that joyful look, as Sparkles does. It's wonderful when I get two people in the studio who are so cheerful. It's fantastic, a great way to start my morning. Now, of course, it took a near tragedy, near death experience for you to realize that you had something to write about.
Yes, I did. It was a wonderful blessing, actually. I had a subarachnoid brain hemorrhage in 2008, and I feel very comfortable talking about it now because I am definitely a walking miracle. But I was busy being a principal of an elementary school, Madeira Beach Elementary School at the time, which I love, my job, my kids, my work, and boom, I was flat on my back. And when I came out of that, I thought, you know what? Life is too short. I don't want to be working 10, 12 hours a day anymore. So I thought about what I should do. And I thought, I'm going to go ahead and start writing those kids' books that I really wanted to write years and years ago that I never had the time to do.
Well, that's fantastic. It's wonderful when, you know, you have a life-changing experience if you look for an outlet. And I know one of the things, like, I encourage veterans who have gone through the war, come back to write, because it's a wonderful way to sort of balance yourself out. And I don't mean write about the war, because sometimes that's the worst thing to do, but write a cookbook, write a children's book. Just write and have fun with it. And it really takes you to a new level.
Absolutely. And one of my books, With Love from Grandma, was I deliberately wrote that dealing with death for young children. There's like 2.9 million kids being raised by grandparents today. And I thought, what, this is like their mom. What's going to happen when they die? And which is a life, it's going to happen to everybody. Or they lose a pet, they die. How do the kids grieve? And how do they, you know, writing does bring a lot out. And like you said, experiences. It makes you get in touch with your inner emotions that sometimes you didn't even know you had. And for me, it's a way of helping kids cope with things too.
And it also becomes a discipline. You learn to channel your energy and focus on a subject, which is so important, especially after something traumatic like that. So now you went, you did a grandma and a grandpa book.
I did. I had an opportunity to read my grandma's story with Love from Grandma to many classes in the district. And they're actually in like 23 different schools in Pinellas County so far. But when I would go to the classes, and there was a third grade class I was in, and they said, "Well, Miss Kochman, we know you have a daughter named Crystal, and she's the character in your grandma book. What about your son, Casey?" So I said, "Well, my son, Casey, was playing for the Rays at the time, and so they all knew who he was, local boy. And so what happened was I said, wow, I have to go home and ask him if I could use his name. I said, it's very important. You have to have permission, because my stories are realistic fiction. And so I said, Case, do you mind if I use your name in my next book? He said, all right, fine, go ahead, Mom. So I did, and it's called With Love from Grandpa. And I thought it was so important that our children today have role models. Our boys, our young boys, don't have a lot of role models sometimes they can follow. So I took them on a fishing adventure. And this all leads up to Madeira Beach Elementary, because we're at the school on the water and all that. And Casey's my character in there. And he actually never went fishing with his grandpa. But I kind of, like I said, it's realistic fiction. But it's a beautiful story about the relationship and an adventure. And it takes place on the beach, which is actually Reddington Beach. And it's local stuff. And it's really cute.
I think it's wonderful. And I'm so happy that, you know, well, I love one thing about writing is that you can, you know, make it up and really get your ideas out there. So, Sparkles, let's have just a little bit from you. You are, of course, a songwriter.
I am.
You were a teacher.
I was a kindergarten teacher. I taught music and movement, which is Unified Arts, and I actually wrote the whole curriculum for that program. So I've also written about 12 books on especially multicultural books like Gung Hei Fa Choi, which was yesterday. Happy late Chinese New Year, everyone. And I have not really published those yet. So my husband passed away and songs started coming to me. And I recorded 3 CDs and I've given away close to 4,500 CDs to kids. When I see them doing something nice, I'll sparkleize them. And my goal is to sparkleize the world, make it a little happier place.
That's wonderful. Let's play one of her songs. Let's play... We'll play that.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Sparklerific.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Sparklerific.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Sparklerific.
Now in 3 different languages, American Indian first. Aho ni no aske kohota.
Aho.
Aho ni no aske kohota.
Aho.
Aho ni no aske. Aho ni no.
I love that one because you go on into French and it's just so much
in
fun.
Spanish. I found out the children learned so much through music, and I became Mrs. Sparkles by my sparkly clothes. So when I started this program, they were calling me Mrs. Sparkles. So when I retired, I thought I'll take it to the next level and started a production company. And I was actually playing on a TV show, which still might come. You just never know. I happen to manifest dating an American Indian with that Indian song, so who knows what's going to happen, you know? Who knows?
It works out nicely.
You never know where writing's going to lead
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And Sue, you never know where writing will lead you, because I know that one of my favorite authors, Carol Perry, who I love her. She writes the Witch City Mysteries, and I know she's busy working on her 4th one right now, and she has a deadline of Valentine's Day, and she's working like crazy to finish her 4th book, and she's been on the program twice. I love her, and I know she's a great fan of yours. And how did she get you to reissue a book that you had written years ago?
Sam is about a monkey. He's this adorable monkey that goes to the dentist, but the real exciting part about this story is Carol is kind of like the grandmother, because her son Kevin, her grandson, excuse me, Kevin, knew my daughter Crystal in middle school. And they were talking on the phone one day, and Crystal asked him, "What is your favorite book?" And he said, "Oh, it's this book about this monkey." And Crystal goes, "Wait a minute, Sam?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, She said, my mom wrote that book. He goes, really? That's my grandma's favorite, my favorite. She read it to me all the time. So when my first book came out with Love from Grandma, who shows up at my book sign but Carol Perry? With the original copy of Sam, and she proceeded to tell me how her grandson Kevin loved the story, and we went ahead. She motivated me really to have it republished and redone, you know, more professionally, hardback book, and it's really cute. It's her favorite, and I got her a T-shirt too that says Sammy's got a monkey on it. She wears it around. She worked at Thanksgiving for kids, but the fun thing is that she's just so. What's the word? She's so motivating, and she has so much confidence when she sees someone that she thinks has talent, and she, in her quiet way, will push you, and she's been that person for me. So I decided to bring Sam out again in a new version, and basically Carol was the person behind me that had me do that.
Oh, it's a fun book, and it's appropriate for this month. What is this month?
Yes, this is National Children's Dental Month.
And we... That should tell you something, that Sam has to go to the dentist here.
Yes. He has a little challenge. He has a hard time saying no to his friends that give him things that he knows he shouldn't really have, but he loves them anyway. And then he winds up going to the dentist, but the dentist was very clever and fixed his little problem, and then he returned it.
It's a fun little story. And it's so, as you said, Carol Perry is just such an encouraging person. And this is what I've discovered here, and you know, working with the different writers groups, that it is so wonderful to get involved with these groups because they do encourage you, they do help you along, and it's they're inspirational. And when you see Carol, who has turned her one book now into a series, and she just got this contract for the three. More books, and she's working on this fourth book. So it's just fantastic when writers encourage other writers, and that's you know, the whole thing, not to hold back, mm-hmm. to get out there and just be welcoming and being encouraging. And Sparkles, I know you like to encourage people to get out there and be cheerful.
To sparkle. Yes, spread the sparkle every day. Comes back in a great big way. Show someone that you care. Spread the sparkle everywhere is my motto.
That's it. And now, when did you start writing music?
30 years ago. Yeah. I was actually, believe it or not, like the Peter, Paul, and Mary generation. I started writing folk songs. And then my genre became children's songs with kindergartners. And so they just kind of come to me. In fact, my grandson at Christmas was saying no, no to ho, ho. So now I have the next great Christmas song in Jamaican. I say no, no, no to ho, ho, ho. I'm not going to sit on Santa's lap. So they just kind of come, and they could be turned into stories very easily, which I would like to do eventually also.
Yeah, definitely. You have to get that, as now Sue is discovering, you have to get that discipline of, are you being disciplined? Are you sitting down?
I need a little bit more discipline because I'm retired now and I get to be a little bit lazy, but my mind is always going with ideas. I have two more stories I really want to get going, and I know I need to do it. I need to be kind of like led along a little bit more. But the motivation to me, though, as far as Miss Sparkle over here, the thing I think we have a lot in common is that we really want to motivate kids, whether it's through music or reading or whatever. We want them to have an enjoyment with their life and learn new things as they go. And I think that's very, very important. I'm excited that you had a have us here today because I didn't know Miss Sparkle before. Now I feel like I'm all sparkly again.
Yeah, well that's why I knew you were going to be on first, and then I was trying to pair you with somebody. I tried to do that, you know, because I when I first started this program, I made the mistake. I paired somebody with somebody, and they didn't exactly click. So you live and learn. But you're exactly, you know, it's this common bond of really caring about children. And it's so important that, and I so want to encourage children to read because it's so important in this sort of digital age that children get books. I work with this wonderful publisher called Zonder Kids, and they send me lots of books, like 5 books a week practically. But I have so much fun reading these books and then picking the authors that I want to bring on the program because I want to get these books out there and get them into the hands of children so that at a young age, nowadays with all the media that they get and all the distractions, mm-hmm. if they learn to read at a young age, it will stay with them forever.
Absolutely. And they're never lonely with a good book.
That's true. That's true.
Or a good song.
Or a good song.
Or
that's
a good
right.
song.
So that
just
a when,
story
when they're music. Like when they're down, if they sing a happy song. I mean, I've done that to my boys forever. I wake them up with good morning, good morning. And or read with the Red Red Robin. And I still do it. My son was home over the weekend, and I'm singing When the Red, Red Robin.
You know? Well, you need wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. It's time to get out of bed.
You see, she's always
That's
ready.
And on my CD.
But I like to do that. I like to, you know, have that joyful attitude. And, of course, we were very lucky, with the Harry Potter books came along and a lot of kids turned to reading. And that's, you know, we're building a new generation of readers, which is important.
Absolutely. I really encourage parents to take away those little devices that they spend, 4.5 hours a day on. Now, it's kind of scary. Get these good books in their hands.
It is, because really they're not learning anything from these games. And it's really, I think it's dulling their minds, limiting their brain cells, if you ask me, really. Particularly the repetitive games, you know, that you they just put, to, you know, with their, they play with their thumbs now, and they just, I don't know, there's a certain, almost a hypnotic effect of it. And I think it's limiting their brain, so I do encourage parents to get out there and get books.
Absolutely, and not only that, I want kids to be able to communicate with each other. Look at their facial expressions. I mean, think about the words they're used to each other and how people react to those words. That's a very important part in society today that I think our kids are missing. And I think that the characters in books, when kids read books, if they're cleverly written enough with a lot of description, kids will learn to basically profile people and actions by the characters and stories and hopefully learn good things from that. You can't get all that out of a word on a text message sometimes. You're not so sure how it's going to feel.
Exactly. So, Sparkles, when you... you like to do events with children? You like to go out there and...
I do. My biggest was 1,500 children for a concert, which was so much fun. And I always get them on the stage, and they were climbing up the equipment of the other band, and they were a little nervous. But I love performing. I love just seeing somebody on the beach and saying, you've been sparkleized, and making them a sparkle ranger, and you have to do something nice for somebody when I give you something. And I just love children. I think I'm a big child at heart, you know? I love little children, and I think kids in schools today, besides just being on the computer, need to move and groove. They've taken away recess, they've taken away their movement, and that's where I came into play, was getting them to move to music and stories and acting them out. So it's so important that we change education system today, too.
Okay, well, I need to just take a quick station break, and we'll be right back.
Sparkle on.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you a writer? Do you have a great idea for a movie? Want to know how to get started? Then join the Actors, Screenwriters, and Crew Production Group. They meet every month in Clearwater to talk about how to construct a winning script, get your script read by the group, or just join in the fun. Contact Barbara Harrington, the best-selling author of Give Him Back to God, for time and location. She brings her experience as a screenwriter and casting director in such hit films as Cocoon and Absence of Malice to this lively group of film enthusiasts. So call Barbara, 727-572-6345, or email her at bharrington2@tampabay.rr.com. Get inspired, and one day you may hear those magic words, lights, camera, action. Call Barbara for details at 727-572-6345.
Hi, I'm John Rakowski with Charles Ruttenberg Realty. Don't you love living here in the Tampa Bay area? Oh, I'm sorry, you don't live here yet? Well, if you already are or thinking about it, call me at my office at 727-538-9200 extension 2 for any real estate needs, including a free market analysis of your home. Your home is worth more than you can imagine. Call me today at 727-538-9200 extension 2. I'm John Rakowski.
Looking for a good book? Whether you want the latest bestseller or a rare book, Haslam's Bookstore at 2025 Central Avenue in downtown St. Petersburg is the place to visit. Haslam's has been in business for over 70 years and is the largest new and used bookstore in Florida. With 30,000 square feet and over 300,000 books, you'll find just the right book for you. Bestsellers, cookbooks, military, history, and so much more. Check out their website, www.haslams.com, to find out about their special events. Remember, Haslam's, one of Florida's true treasures, 2025 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, and they're open on Sundays from noon to 5.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Patsy with a Z, and I'm back with my guest, Sue Kochman, who's written a delightful book called Sam. And Sue, where is this book available?
Sam can be purchased on my website, my Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/Sue Kochman, Kochman book.
Okay, do you have any appearances coming up? Are you going anywhere?
I don't have anything booked right now.
But when you do, you tell me and I'll announce it.
I appreciate that so much, Patsy. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, because I know you had an event at Madeira Library recently.
I did.
And so when you have another one, you tell me, okay?
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you for the time today.
Now, today I also have Mrs. Sparkles. And I want to say to Mrs. Sparkles, you have a website.
Yes, I do.
Which is called?
MrsSparklesMusic.com.
Okay, so we have another song of Mrs. Sparkles. Okay, let's play one.
Brown is a smile upside down. All you have to do is turn it around. That was actually written for my late husband. He felt that he had to be a little crabby because I was so sparkly. And so it turned out to fill a lot of people in the world that are a little grouchy. You know, just turn that frown upside down.
It's a good attitude. Now, as you mentioned, you have a website called Mrs.
SparklesMusic.com. I'm also on Facebook, Mrs. Sparkles Fan Club on Facebook.
Okay. And one of the things that I know you had mentioned to me that, you know, when you're dreaming of writing, if you haven't started writing, but you're still dreaming of it and you have it in the back of your mind, I strongly suggest that you get your domain name. Get it and register it and keep it. Because, you know, it might take you a few years to actually get your book done, but you want to have your website with your name on it. And now Mrs. Sparkles has music, so she's added music. And because I think somebody else has Mrs. Sparkles just by itself.
Well, I did, but I did not. It's also important to keep up with paying your Dobster every month.
That's the story I wanted to bring out. I didn't want to say it exactly.
It's okay.
No, because it is something that happens. If you just register your domain name and pay for it, it might be 3 years before your book is ready. But you will be so happy to have your domain name. Now, Sue Kochman doesn't have quite as much of a problem. There aren't probably that many Sue Kochmans out there.
Not many.
Not many. But I
know of.
But I still recommend that you register your domain name. It doesn't cost a lot to just, you know, put it on the shelf, pay for it every time it's put an automatic thing and pay for it. Because the day that you're ready to put out your book and you want to really build your writer's platform, which is something that a writer has to do today, you have to have a platform. You have to build this. And part of it nowadays is to have that domain name with your name on it. If your name is Sally Brown, it's probably too late to get Sally Brown, but get Sally Brown Books. As Mrs. Sparkles got Mrs. Sparkles Music. So, but do this right away. I mean, it's silly not to do it because you'll be sorry later. And, you know, I think it's, what, $10 a year now to keep your name. So just
my old website, Mrs. Sparkles Music, is now MrsSparkles.com is for sale for $40,000. So be sure to keep up that with that $10 every year and not.
You see, that's a
very costly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's good advice.
Yes. She's not going to pay $40,000 to get that name back.
Yeah.
But it is a shame that it happened because she had it. And it's just sometimes you have an oversight. You don't realize, oh, this could happen. And that's why I strongly recommend just go in. You can pay sometimes for 3 years up front, and you don't have to worry about it. If you change banks or something or you change credit cards, you don't have to worry about it. Mm. But, you know, if you have even the sort of a gleam in your little eye that someday you're going to have a bestseller, you want to make sure that you have that website. Because a platform today, writers, you know, in the old days, one would think that writers, were made by the publicist and by the publishing company. But even today, even the best-selling authors, they have to have a platform. They have their name on their website, and they are out there actively building the network. Now, you have the Facebook, and that's great, and that's exactly what you have to do nowadays, because you have to think of it as a business, because it's not just the creative part. That's the fun part. But the back end is that it's a business, and so you have to think about your platform well in advance, whether it's, it doesn't matter whether it's your website, whether it's your Facebook page, anything that's going to sort of identify you, also protecting your rights. Now, I know, for example, Sue, you have a book and you have illustrations and you want to protect that. So all of this has to be done well in advance before you get big, because once you get big, it's too late. You know, then you land up in fights. Mm-hmm. So I strongly recommend that you register everything well in advance. Prepare yourself, build this platform. And of course, part of it, of course, is building up a nice network. As Sue, you belong to writers groups, and that's a great thing. And with somebody like Carol Perry, who's really learned how to get out there and network. And of course, she got herself a publisher, and she got herself really now getting recognized in the whole business of publishing. And I've been so happy that I've been able to encourage her and have her on the program twice, because this is the kind of thing that you have to do. This is now you're just starting off, but it's something you have to plan for, to build on. So this is just my advice to everybody. Plan in advance.
I think that's great advice. And Carol is a very good inspirational person. And I actually met her in a writer's group years and years ago that she taught. That was my very first meeting with her. She was teaching the writing class.
Well, so she is inspirational, and that's exactly what you need. Now, when you were a child, what were your favorite books? What books did you inspire you?
Oh, goodness. I loved all the Maurice Syndex, the Shel Silversteins. I loved the Curious Georges. The Bernstein Bears came out later, but I loved them. Specific books like Leo the Late Bloomer, I think every kindergarten teacher loves. I can think of Caps for Sale. And they have rhyming type of musical things in those books, which music and reading go along. They correlate very well together. Those are just some of them that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, you know, one thing I want always, and I tell this to all the teachers who I meet and talk to, is that you have such an opportunity to make a difference in a child's life. And books can make that difference. I recently, a few months ago, I interviewed our new poet laureate, Juan Felipe Herrera. And he was telling me that it was, his mother had always told him lots of stories when he was a child. So he was full of stories and full of ideas, full of dreams. They were migrant farmers. And he and his mother would lay outside under the stars, and she would fill him with these beautiful stories. But, you know, being a migrant farmer, it wasn't an easy life. But she wanted him to go to school. And it was his third grade teacher who recognized this talent in him and encouraged him and just took all the extra time to help him. Because, you know, it wasn't in those days, it was, you know, over 50 years ago, it wasn't easy to be a migrant child. And yet this teacher went out of her way to give him the right books, to show him, to, you know, encourage him to write. And when he was named Poet Laureate last fall, and he was so thrilled that he was able to call her on the telephone, she's still alive, 92 years old, and say, I'm the Poet Laureate. Oh, I mean, can you imagine how thrilling story. It was for her that she, because of the, you know, it could have turned out so differently if you have a teacher who ignores your talent, who doesn't, you know, encourage you. How different his life could have been if he hadn't had this fantastic woman. And so that's why, you know, I know both of, as I said, both of you are, have been so involved in education for a good part of your life. And when you get out there and you meet teachers, you have to tell them this story of Juan Felipe Herrera. Because to be able at 92 to say, look back and say, my student is the Poet Laureate of the United States of America. It's an amazing,
incredible.
It is. It just, it fills you with such a joy. And so that's why it's really, I'm so glad that both of you are here today to talk about your love for children and your love for learning.
You know, I was going to say, I've had 15,000 children in my career of teaching that I've touched their lives. And now that they're adults, I'll come back with their children. And it's so amazing, that little thing that you did for them has made such a difference in their life. Maybe they're not poet laureates, but just, I have actors and singers and just good people. You know, when you touch their hearts, it's very rewarding and makes me sparkle.
Well, it is. It is. And I know, of course, you're at Madeira, a local school here. And so it must be very, very fulfilling to see your students.
It's amazing how many of them found me on Facebook and order my books. It's like, wow, this is really cool. But, you know, writing is so important, Patsy. And I know that when I was a principal, we had a little bookshelf in the front office. And we had kids in the classrooms write stories. And we put them in binders. And we told them that they were our young authors. And that's very important for parents to constantly hang those kids' writings on the refrigerator, praise them, make scrapbooks out of them. You never know what part of that writing piece that they did in second grade or fifth grade will turn into something magnificent when they're older. And it's just beautiful to have kids write like that.
I agree. And it's, and even if they don't become great writers, it's, there's this certain joy. That's why this program is called Joy on Paper, of getting your words on paper. And you might not read your story until you're 20 years old or 30 years old, but you go back and you read that and you think, well, I did that. That's pretty cool. That's pretty nice. I had this imagination and maybe I can still, you know, work on it.
And I can relate to that too, because I have file drawers of things I've written from when I was 10 years old and then all the way up to college. And actually, I had a wonderful creative writing teacher, Coach Bennett is what we called him, when I was in high school. And I have a lot of those manuscripts that I plan on revising and working through. And it's amazing how many of the ideas that you had as a young child and how you've grown, of course, matured, I hope, right? And changed into other stories, because one thing leads to another. It is very joyful to write on paper. I love the name of the,
yeah, it
the station.
Yeah, that's what I found. All of the writers I've talked to, whether it's the best-selling authors like Robin Cook, who sold 400 million books. Can you imagine that? I can't even think of that number. But he still, just when he wrote his last book called Host, he was just filled with the joy of just sitting down every day and writing it and getting those words out. And I just love to share in that joy when I talk to the authors, because it is an amazing experience to see your book, whether you know, your book is you write a book, or whether you write a screenplay,
or write a song
mm-hmm. or, you know, it's amazing. And with you, Sparkles, did you have a particular teacher that inspired you when you were young?
Actually, it was Mr. Rogers, Captain Kangaroo, all the television shows. In fact, my brand was Mr. Rogers with a lot more sparkle. I was just very influenced by the media, watching them. And I loved reading Dr. Seuss. A lot of my music kind of has that rhyme of Dr. Seuss. And
I spent hundreds of hours. I love Mr. Rogers. I think that was such a wonderful show for children, because it allowed them to have an imagination. It encouraged them really to have an imagination. It wasn't so stock and set, and you really had to think when you were watching that show. And I know I watched hundreds of hours of it, and it was always very inspirational for me. We're going to take a quick little station break, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you a writer? Do you have a great idea for a movie? Want to know how to get started? Then join the Actors, Screenwriters, and Crew Production Group. They meet every month in Clearwater to talk about how to construct a winning script, get your script read by the group, or just join in the fun. Contact Barbara Harrington, the best-selling author of Give Him Back to God, for time and location. She brings her experience as a screenwriter and casting director in such hit films as Cocoon and Absence of Malice to this lively group of film enthusiasts. So call Barbara, 727-572-6345, or email her at bharrington2@tampabay.rr.com. Get inspired, and one day you may hear those magic words, lights, camera, action. Call Barbara for details at 727-572-6345.
Charles Ruttenberg Realty proudly sponsors Joy on Paper with Patsy Gill. Charles Ruttenberg sets the standard of excellence with residential and commercial real estate transactions and can help you on your next transaction, whether that is for a second home, investment, or downsizing. Call us today at 727-538-9200 extension 2 and allow me to help you. I'm John Rakowski, the broker at Charles Ruttenberg Realty.
Looking for a good book? Whether you want the latest bestseller or a rare book, Haslam's Bookstore at 2025 Central Avenue in downtown St. Petersburg is the place to visit. Haslam's has been in business for over 70 years and is the largest new and used bookstore in Florida. With 30,000 square feet and over 300,000 books, you'll find just the right book for you. Bestsellers, cookbooks, military, history, and so much more. Check out their website, www.haslams.com, to find out about their special events. Remember, Haslam's, one of Florida's true treasures, 2025 Central Avenue in St. Petersburg, and they're open on Sundays from noon to 5.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Patsy with a Z, and I'm back with my guests Sue Kochman and Mrs. Sparkles. And Mrs. Sparkles is here all sparkly today. And tell us, Sparkles, where can people get your music?
Well, it's interesting. CDs are kind of becoming passe these days, so I can be downloaded on Google Play, iTunes, or CD Baby. You can also get on MrsSparklesMusic.com to order them. And so a lot of people just download the songs they like, or you can buy the whole CD. And this is my third CD coming out, called Mrs. Sparkle's Greatest Hits. I have an accumulation of 30 songs that I've written and some childhood favorites on there. So I would encourage everybody to get them, and it will drive you crazy if your kids seem to like to hear them over and over again. A lot of parents have said, oh, I can't listen to this anymore, but I try to make it kid-friendly, parent-friendly.
Well, they are, actually, because I think that you have such a nice variety of styles, you know, and different rhythms. They're fun, and I know one mother who she downloads everything to her iPad and then plays it in the car on the speaker, and because they have a long drive to their school, she just loves to do it that way.
Yeah, it's a change in technology, you know. And I was also going to say, for the people that want to get a website, I know nothing about that, and I would recommend get somebody really good to do that for you if you can do that.
Exactly.
It's daunting to think to do it yourself, but I got a wonderful web designer, and I have a fantastic website because of her. So I would suggest, if you can't do it yourself, get somebody to do it for you.
That's true, and I will... be happy to, anybody who has a question, I will be happy to send them here, at least in the local area. Just write me at patsy.radio@gmail.com, and I will recommend some local people who are really excellent at putting together websites. So it's really important, as you said, Sparkles, that your website look professional, and, once you've gotten your name. Get your name. Okay. Now, Mrs. Sparkles.
Yes.
I know that you love mermaids.
I do love mermaids. I think I was a mermaid in a past life.
You have to tell us just how far you've gone with this little mermaid.
My kids go, don't get any more mermaids. I think a mermaid song is coming in my future. I keep getting mermaids on my front doorstep. My whole condo has turned into Mermaid Manor. In fact, I'm getting a pinball machine tomorrow with a mermaid on it. Can you believe that? Talk about manifesting. That's crazy.
Well, that'll be sparkly.
It is sparkly.
It is sparkly. But I wanted to say that there is a very nice store, which I have to tell everyone about for a reason, because it has a big mermaid on the side. And you have to go down there, and it's called the Miami Avenue Wine Bar and Art Gallery. And it's just off of, it's in Indian Rocks Beach and just off Gulf Boulevard. And for you, Miss Sparkles, you go there and you'll see this big mermaid and you'll go get all thrill and even more sparkly. And why I'm mentioning this place is I love it. And the owner is a very enthusiastic, a woman who really loves books. And it's the ideal place for book signings and for book release parties. And so I'm hoping that all of the writers listening in will think about it and will go down there, because it seats 70 people. But the lovely thing about it is it has this lovely dance floor. And on Friday and Saturday nights, they have live music and real dancing. I mean, there's no place else. I couldn't find any place else in town where there's real romantic dancing. You can get up and dance, and it's so lovely.
And what was the name of that again, Patsy?
And it's called Miami Avenue Wine Bar and Art Gallery. And the nice thing about it, during the day, it is an art gallery. And she has this, the owner has, Bev, has fantastic taste, and she has all sorts of wonderful, wonderful, the jewelry is fantastic, but all sorts of collectibles and art pieces. And I highly recommend, for Valentine's Day, there is something there that you could find for, for the someone in your life. And it's just a lovely place. But I'm looking forward to having a party there myself to celebrate. It's coming up to 1 year that I'm going to have this show. And I want to encourage, as I said, writers to come and have a look at the venue as a perfect place to have a party for a book launching. So maybe when we get Carol Perry, when she gets her fourth book published, when it comes out, we will have a party for her there, because she deserves it, because she has inspired so many people. And I think that's will be an ideal place for her.
Should I wear my mermaid tails? I have a swimming one and an Afghan one. Believe it or not,
oh,
I have mermaid tails. I just got them as gifts. It's I've gotten sparkleized.
Well, okay. Well, I think that's a good idea. Why not? You know, let's live it up. I mean, that's the whole point of it, isn't it? That we have to enjoy life. And you know, Sue, you went through so much, and it was, you know, so amazing that you've come out so well. And it's just, I know that, of course, I have an ulterior motive to have you here. Besides that I love your book. I want Casey to come on when it's off season, because I love baseball so much, and he can bring some pals with him, because I want Casey to come on. And I have had in the past, what I try to do is bring people in to inspire others. I have had Mayor Kratakos from Clearwater. I had Congressman Jolly on to talk about the books that have inspired them and books that have helped them to grow and to develop into the type of people they are. And so I want Casey to come on, and he can tell us all about the books that you read to him when he was little. And I'm sure
I know one of his favorites was Caps for Sale.
Okay, well, see, we'll have to have him in. So he and he has to bring somebody else with him, because I love baseball players. Ever since
me too.
Ever since I, as I said, I was a, my dad used to take me. As a matter of fact, he took me. You know, in those days when I was little, they still had baseball games during the week, during the day, and I don't know. They fill that place pretty packed. So I guess a lot of guys got out of work, but my dad would take me, and we'd sit just behind first base, which was my favorite place, because I love to watch the players who could steal a base. And my favorite was Lou Brock, and he was the number one stealer. I just, when he would steal a base, I would just go crazy, you know. So,
well, you're going to have to get to spring training in Dunedin.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the fun.
That's it. I think there's nothing like baseball. It's just so much fun. So
it's an absolutely wonderful. It's not only a sport; it's a lifelong skill training field, if I can say it in that phrase. You learn so much about life, people, teamwork, supporting each other. And one thing that's interesting in baseball, it always got me, was you fail 70% of the time, and you're still could be a Hall of Famer. Think about that. That's pretty hard.
I think that's with writing, recording, you know, you have so many rejections, but the people that get it is amazing. You know, you just have to keep at it and keep a positive attitude, and you never know what's going to be in your path.
Yeah, yeah. Meet a lot of interesting people.
Absolutely.
You have lots of bonds, friendships, and people from all over the world.
That's true. And
I haven't written a story about his baseball. I realize that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. when are we going to get this baseball story?
Because he's got his own story to tell,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know. You can tell the little story when he was little. So, so you know, when did he start playing baseball?
Oh, he started, actually, he was hitting, do you remember those big red plastic Flintstone bats they used to call them in those days? He started hitting off a tee. And then I pitched to him when he was like 18 months old. He was hitting the ball, running around my backyard, and everyone was a home run. And I thought to myself, in his little mind, he knew that the home run was the best. And that kid grew into be an adult that I'm very proud of as a man. He's very, his work ethics is unbelievable. Never sits still, always working hard to doing his best. And I think it's amazing. He stayed humble. He's very quiet with his own personal life. And yet he's out there. And to me, he's bigger than life sometimes.
Well, he's an amazing player. I love to watch him. And now, you know, one of my favorite writers, Carolyn Hart, she always, well, her character, her main character, Annie, it loves to play softball. Now, I love baseball. I like to throw like a guy. I don't like underhanded throwing. I can't do it. I can't throw underhand. So I just love baseball and I love to pitch. But you know, it's so much fun. And again, it's a sport that I think, you know, kids, much safer than football.
Well, you know, it's amazing you bring up softball. My daughter got through college on softball scholarships. She was an absolutely wonderful softball player, Crystal Kochman, and it taught her so many life skills, too. It's just wonderful.
Exactly. It is a good train. I think baseball really does exactly what you said. You lose so much, so often, or depending on how good you are or not, but you do, but you keep going, and that teamwork that you learn, it's a wonderful discipline for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage people to play baseball and read books. That's what kids have to do nowadays.
That's
and get
right.
off of these little things that they're playing. I can't stand it when I go places and these kids are just mesmerized for hours and they're sitting, you know, in a restaurant. My boys spent all of their time reading when they were little. I mean, we went to a restaurant, they were reading a book. Mm-hmm. We drove a car, they were reading a book. And it was wonderful for them. It's just, you know, fantastic. And it got to a point where we had to say, put down the books, because we're driving through France. We suggest you put down the book and have a little look at France. But you know, it was wonderful that they read so much. Okay, so did we say where you want to say again where they can get
to? MrsSparklesMusic.com. I'm on Google Play, iTunes, and CD Baby. My latest CD is there, along with Kaleidoscope and Sparkle On. Oh. So they can be purchased, or you might see me on the beach just saying, you are sparkle-eyed today. Here's a CD.
Okay, well, everybody should look out for her. Okay, Sue, thank you again.
Well, thank you very much, Patsy.
Say happy birthday to Casey, whose birthday is coming up on the 22nd.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you give him a big hug from me and tell him when he's off season, he has to come
I will
here.
Put in that request
okay,
for you.
I want to talk to him. Yeah, that's it. I insist. So on Thursday, coming up on Thursday, I'm going to have with me in the studio Bill Larson of Larson & Larson. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning of the program, they are my lawyers, and I highly suggest that they become your lawyers, because it is important as part of your platform that you make sure that you protect yourself, that you have everything registered properly, because you never know what will happen. In your case, for example, Sue has a lovely character. You never know. It could turn into a movie someday. So you have to prepare yourself and get well protected. So anyone who has any questions on the legal side should just call Bill Larson at 727-546-0660. And he gives free consultations and will be happy to answer your questions. So until Thursday, I want to tell you to all just remember to find that joy and treasure it and share it and have a great week. And we're going to play a special Mrs. Sparkles goodbye song.
Until another time. We'll be right back.